you know, get ready for Thanksgiving and time to sharpen your pencils. We got one more big hour for you. You don't want to miss any of it. We've got some great guests for you. We'll get to that in a moment. But God bless America. I'm Steve Greer. This is the Steve Greer Show for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. We're burning daylight. Let's get to it here. Three big things you need to know right now. A huge storm moving across northern Michigan right now, raining cats and dogs in the northern half of the lower, and snowing to beat the ban across the UP. Of course, you know that if you're there. Number two, Michigan Democrat Brenda Lawrence told a radio program a couple of days ago in Detroit she no longer supports impeachment. Then her phone started ringing off the hook, and it wasn't just me. Apparently, it was Nancy Pelosi. She has changed her mind. And number one, the impeachment palooza as we head into Thanksgiving. Are folks going to talk about it around the Thanksgiving table? Because I can tell you this. I can tell you this. In the middle of the country, people are headed to work and school again today and then home for the holidays. They don't pay much attention to what's happening in New York or California or the people that live there. Now, that's a shocking revelation, I realize, to those that do and believe the rest of the world and certainly the rest of the country revolves around them. Heads up, we don't. Here in the middle of the country, we pay more attention to our paychecks and our families. We know as well as anyone that all politics is local, and that's why, exactly why, I know Donald Trump is on his way to a second term as president. If the election were held today against any of the Democrats in the field, the president would win by a far wider margin than he did in 2016. Why? Why? Simply put, the Democrats have lost touch with most of us out here. The things that they think are important, we just don't understand. The idea that an abortion could be conducted up to the moment of birth is reprehensible to people of all stripes, Democrats and independents for sure included. Yeah, the idea that abortion could be performed up to the moment of birth is, it doesn't sit well with anyone. I've got good Democrat friends of mine, liberal friends of mine, who say they're appalled by that and the law of New York and the law of Virginia and the law they're trying to push down our throats here in Michigan that's the same. People here in the middle believe that border security is okay and it's a good thing to have, and checking those coming into the country is a good idea. And building the wall, pretty good idea as well. By the way, if you haven't been paying attention, the wall is being built. The wall is being built and expanded and updated in many places. People support that idea. When it comes to gun control, most people here in the middle don't believe the government should come in and take guns away from law-abiding citizens. You see, what I'm telling you is that the Democrats have lost touch with most of us out here. They've just simply lost touch. We don't really want government-run health care. We don't like the idea of $52 trillion spent on an idea to give health care to anyone and everyone, including those that were not even born here and don't live here legally and that are criminals. And yet those on the left tell us that's a good idea and that's what we should do because it's a human right. Most of us here in the middle don't believe that reparations are appropriate 8 generations or 10 later since the end of the Civil War. We don't believe going back in time, and we don't believe certainly that Thanksgiving is a time to hang our heads in shame and talk about the indigenous people that died in this continent 150 years ago. I can't go back and correct the mistakes of the past. I can't correct the mistakes that came before me. I can only do better going forward. And I don't do better by holding my head in shame for what people did that I never knew and committed practices that I didn't. Doesn't make sense. People here in the middle don't believe the Green New Deal is a good deal or a deal at all. They see it for what it is, a massive overtaking by the government of every aspect of your life, plus incredibly high taxes to go with it. People here in the middle think the Electoral College is a good idea because it protects us from people in New York and California dictating to the rest of us how things are going to be. They don't believe packing the Supreme Court is a good idea. They don't think a wealth tax is a good idea, or a death tax, or a 90% income tax for that matter. They don't think that illegal aliens should vote. And they don't believe in universal income or Social Security for illegal aliens either. You see, all of these things put forth by the Democrats, not in touch with us here. And it's shocking to those that live in New York and California because they think that's the way everybody thinks. Well, everybody thinks that. No. No, they don't. We believe in individual rights, private property ownership, and taking responsibility for what you do. It's called being accountable. If I do well, that's mine. If I don't do well, that's on me too. We don't like the idea of demonizing success. We believe that when we tell our kids to go forth, work hard, and prosper, they should be celebrated, not villainized. I mean, if my kid goes on and becomes a successful business person or a doctor or an architect, and he or she makes $1 million a year, good for them. Why would I demonize that? Why would I turn that person into a villain? I wouldn't, and I wouldn't do that to your child either. Paying your fair share? I agree with that, but my definition might be vastly different than yours. What's fair? To whom? Who's asking? And more importantly, who's deciding what's fair? These are all important considerations. Well, you need to pay your fair share. Well, what is that? Define fair share. You see, my definition of the world and the way I see the world is different than the way you see the world. Even though you and I, because you're listening to this program, may agree on several things, we still don't agree on everything. And that's why I believe in the individual and America and the American dream and pursuing my God-given rights and my happiness, not yours. I'll determine what's the best way to raise my children. And I'll determine when sex ed is appropriate for them. Not the school system telling us that we need to teach sex ed in third grade. Most people still believe there are two genders, not 27 or 127. And that's where the Democrats lost us. The Democrats used to stand for freedom of speech. The Democrats used to stand for holding the government accountable. The Democrats used to stand for, well, something. What do they stand for now? Impeachment. Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't like Donald Trump. Hate him, in fact. Well, less Democrats today than yesterday. Because a lot of folks that called themselves Democrats yesterday aren't Democrats today. And that's happening every day. Every single day. I'm thankful to be an American. I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to sit here and talk to you and tell you what I think. And I'm thankful that you're able to listen without interference, without the government coming in and dropping a hammer on you, or worse, throwing you in jail, or worse, shooting you for saying what you believe and practicing religion the way you see fit and treating your family the way you see fit and feeding them the way you see fit. These people control everything. What you are allowed to feed your family, how you talk to them, what you teach them, where you go to church, all of it. They'd like to control all of it. And I say, nonsense. No way. Get out. Okay, I'm better now. For a moment. Happy Thanksgiving is what I'm saying. Be proud. Be free. Be an American. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education.